Funding for this program has been provided in part by the listener members of the Classical Network. Make a donation today at wwfm.org. Thank you for supporting the Classical Network. Greetings, and welcome to The Lost Chord, a weekly program of unusual and neglected repertoire. I'm Ross Amico, and I sincerely hope you'll stay with me for the next hour as American composers contemplate the idea of home. Homebodies is what we call this week's program. We're home for the holidays this week. We have a fairly recent work in a new recording in just a few minutes. First, music by the Dean of American Composers, Aaron Copland, written for Paul Whiteman and the American Broadcast Company for performance on radio. This is called Letter from Home. The work was composed between 1943 and 1944 and revised in 1962. Here's Copland himself conducting the London Symphony Orchestra. Music by Aaron Copland. Letter from Home. The London Symphony Orchestra was conducted by the composer. Aside from the fact that we're now poised between Thanksgiving and Christmas, I got the idea for this week's program, American Composers Contemplate the Idea of Home, from a new release on the Innova Recordings label. It features music by John Fitzrogers, called Magna Mysteria. Rogers is associate professor of composition at the University of South Carolina School of Music. He himself studied composition at Oberlin, Yale, and Cornell. The composer emerged from his teen years with an affection for Led Zeppelin, jazz, and the Rite of Spring. However, by college, he had made the decision to study classical music. His teachers included Stephen Stuckey, Roberto Sierra, Martin Bresnik, and Jacob Druckmann. He sang for a time with the Tanglewood Festival Chorus. Rogers' advocacy of contemporary music led to his founding of the Southern Exposure New Music Series, which received the 2005-2006 Chamber Music America ASCAP Award for Adventurous Programming. His own music is tonal, and judging from the work we're about to hear, melodic and quite lovely. Magna Mysteria was commissioned in 2009 to celebrate the restoration of Trinity Cathedral in Columbia, South Carolina. From its very title, which translates as Great Mysteries, it's clear that this is a work about questions. Weaving together Latin biblical texts and poetic verse from the 6th century philosopher Boethius, the composition explores ideas of home and the seeking of home, the elevation of home to a metaphorical or spiritual realm, and the nature of time. Soprano Martha Guth joins the Trinity Cathedral Choir of Columbia, South Carolina, the Cathedral Choir of Boys and Girls, and the Trinity Chamber Orchestra, all under the direction of Jared Johnson. This work, first performed in 2010, heard here in a 2015 release on the Innova Recordings label, Magna Mysteria by John Fitzrogers.
Thank you.
Music dating from 2010 by John Fitzrogers. That was Magna Mysteria, a 2015 release on the Innova Recordings label. We've heard soprano Martha Guth with the Trinity Cathedral Choir of Columbia, South Carolina, the Cathedral Choir of Boys and Girls, and the Trinity Chamber Orchestra, all under the direction of Jared Johnson. The work weaving together Latin biblical texts and poetic verse from the 6th century philosopher Boethius in its exploration of ideas of home and the seeking of home, the evaluation of home to a metaphorical or spiritual realm, and the nature of time. Magna Mysteria by John Fitzrogers. That music brings us to the conclusion of this hour of American composers and their contemplations of home, a topic particularly relevant, I think, around the holidays. Earlier we heard Aaron Copland's Letter from Home. Homebodies, I'm Ross Amico. Thanks very much for joining me for this week's edition of The Lost Chord. Funding for this program has been provided in part by the listener members of the Classical Network. Make a donation today at wwfm.org. Thank you for supporting the Classical Network. For more information on The Lost Chord, recommended recordings, and more, visit my Facebook page and be sure to like me at Classic Ross Amico.